Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Gardening's an interesting area, Michael. Landscaping, design, you love it.
I know you're trying. I know indirectly you're actually trying to ask me about the vegetable garden that we are creating.
I know. Well, it's happening. You told me it's happening.
It is happening. I have bought seedlings, but the thing is, we have had so much rain while you've been swanning around in Rome.
I know. It's been very hot there.
Exactly. That we haven't been able to get out and actually garden. That does sound like a big
And
excuse.
I've even bought stuff for you to plant in that garden. Yeah. So you've got Matthew on the line.
We have.
From
Matt Leesey, who's the director of Land Art Landscape. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm well. How are you both?
Very good. So tell me, in terms of landscape gardening, what are the trends that are coming through at the moment?
It's a bit of a mixed bag at the moment. There is different collections of different things that are appearing in the gardens. There's no real set rules. It seems that we're sort of steering away now from the sort of structured, definitive garden.
And why is stepping that?
More into, I think we just probably had it around for about 10 years, and it's a natural progression into something else. There's a lot of more free-flowing, I guess you could say it's almost prettier.
And are you seeing like increases of worm farms and compost heaps and things like that? Like, are people really challenging themselves to get out there and sort of use all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Especially in the inner city, it seems to be popping up a lot. And also in terms of green walls, green roofs, spaces where there were... you always thought there wasn't an opportunity to have a garden. Mm. We're starting to now create gardens in those spaces.
What about the aspect that people are putting in herb gardens and gardens, you know, for growing stuff? Are we seeing more of that, or is that just all talk?
No, that's probably the... pretty much every garden I go to these days, or every consult, the client says, I want somewhere where I can grow some herbs or veggies. And it might not be a big veggie patch. It might just be a nice contemporary bowl or something that can house some herbs. Mm. But everybody puts that on their list.
It's kind of interesting, though, that, in terms of garden media, and magazines, garden magazines are declining. And I think we've actually got less garden shows on TV. However, yeah. Gardening as an interest is still incredibly popular. You know, if you think of the people you know, and definitely, obviously, in your line of business, Matt, is there a resurgence, do you think, in that backyard and people wanting to get out there and garden?
It's an interesting one. I think there is a lot of, there's a lot of gap in the market in terms of what is on television at the moment.
Yeah.
I think there is still room for television shows that have that before and after factor.
Yeah.
We have some good gardening shows, like Gardening Australia, but it seems like it's almost... it's targeted at an older audience.
Yeah.
So for the young crowd that are getting into it and are interested in it, there's nothing really out there for them to feed off in, as far as inspiration goes.
Do you think that's because people think it's too hard?
I think there's a misconception with that, absolutely. But it's the maintenance side of things, I think. People know what they're like. They get into something and then they lose interest.
Mm.
And so what starts off as a beautiful looking little herb garden or veggie patch soon starts to turn into an area that's just full of weeds or just full of soil.
I can't identify with that.
Don't even start. What about art in the garden? You know, like sometimes on those shows you see some art put up and it's really quite hideous. Like anything with mirrors is a bit of a turn off unless it's professionally done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And mirrors can be used really well in the garden. There's definitely space for mirrors in a lot of gardens as long as you say, they're used correctly.
Finally, three tips to make a great garden. What are they?
Water, fertiliser, and love and care.
Yeah, good advice.
You can't get away from those things.
Matthew, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's really great. Nice to have you on the show. Very interesting stuff, all that art stuff and land and putting it all together.
I just struggle trying to keep up with the weeding and making it look good and get. And you see, here's the thing with the bulbs. You know, I bought those a couple of weekends ago when I was at the garden centre. I still haven't put them in, but it's been raining every weekend.
Yeah.
And of course, during the week you get busy with work, and before you know it, it's dark. And
do you have a lot of grass?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Well, not a lot of grass, but
The grass is another thing that takes up a lot of time.
How would you know? You've got none.
I've got none here, but we used to.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.